When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy Halloween, all you horrible people. Hope you're having a fun time scaring the daylights out of your neighbors, collecting candy.
I'm going to see The Craft tonight.
Oh, that's spooky. Witchy, spooky fun.
Well, right before this started, either I told David it was tomorrow, which is Saturday, or he thought it was tomorrow, which is Saturday. Either way, he's not here in town tonight, and we are supposed to go together. So now
sounds like a disaster.
I'm either gonna have to
find a new David.
I might wear all black and go to Synespia by myself and sit on that fucking thing like this.
I don't know if that's
I think
a good
I'm
idea.
Sitting next to Brie Larson.
That's great. She's a huge fan of the Dolls.
Local lesbian. Is she a lesbian? Oh, I don't know.
Brie Larson.
I don't know. Anybody who likes us, I just assume they have some kind of
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Oh, not one of the girls.
Is Captain Marvel's a lesbian, right?
She's got a very dykey coif, that Marvel.
Oh.
She's out in the town tonight, honey. Spread those legs for girly
girlies. I don't
know
what her orientation is, but if she decides to be queer, I accept her and I support her.
Yes, of course.
I loved her. I fucking love, well, I love her in everything. United States of Terra.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. Scott Pilgrim versus the World. She plays that hot bitch. She sings that Black Sheep song.
And then that other movie where she just slayed the house down. It was incredible.
She's always incredible.
Yeah,
she gives
she's
it,
always
you know,
serving Hunty.
She eats, she gives, she serves, and she does it fiercely.
Yeah, she always serves Hunty. It's very strange for the diva.
We've been having a very active Halloween life, actually, because we went to Terror Vault, which I never go to haunted attractions.
You don't?
Scared, too
what a
scared.
Thrill
too
that
scared,
was, though.
Too scared, too scared.
When we were sitting down and that woman came over right by you, you were very scared.
I get scared.
You scream. It was so funny.
That's what I'm saying. If you're doing a haunted thing or you make a horror movie, I'm the guy. Because I'm never going to go to something and be like, let's see if this scares me.
Right.
I go in like, did you hear that?
Yeah.
They're like, this is Under the Tuscan Sun. I'm like,
it's complicated. That's Diane Keaton.
And I wouldn't say I spook easily, but I like being scared. So I go into it with perfect love and perfect trust.
Your game.
I'm
your
game.
Yes,
the same
your
way
game.
Like I go to comedy, ready to laugh. I go to a sad thing, ready to cry.
You go to a lobster boil with your fucking bib on.
100%. And I get wrapped up in... I get wrapped up in the media.
The local clam. What?
No, like when I see the movie or the film.
Oh, yes.
I get really wrapped up in what's going on.
Of course. Yeah. Invested. You know? Shaken. Yeah.
And I have these, you know, I'm so open that I would say programs have an opportunity to imprint on me too fiercely.
Oh.
Watchmen.
Yeah. Watchmen. Yeah.
You know,
Golden
things
Girls.
That become obsessed with forever.
Yeah.
And we seen Terror Vault. I saw Halloween Ends. I'm going to watch a lot of horror movies this week or so.
Yeah.
So a fan. I got to show you a fan gift that I got. Hold on.
My favorite Halloween costume of all time. It has to be either kitty or horsey. Hard to say. They're both so fierce. And it's impossible not to serve Hunty. Sorry. When you're a kitty or a horsey.
I got a fan gift in the mail. And you know
That's
I love.
It's a lodge gift, hon.
Yeah. You know I love Friday the 13th, right?
Of course you do.
He
I
sent
mean, it's
me.
A giant hockey stick. With one.
Blu-rays of every single film in the series.
Oh, no, Blu-ray, that's a DVD.
But
CD-ROM? That's a DVD.
It's a Blu-ray.
Blu-ray. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 1 through 13, so it doesn't have Freddy vs. Jason.
13 films, and he never says a damn word. What is this? Fucking.
Well, he does a lot of stuff. Like, there's, you know, he goes to New York. Jason Takes Manhattan.
I know. I remember that one. I saw it in the theater.
He goes to space. That one's crazy.
Horrible.
He dips a girl's face in hydrochloric acid and her face freezes and then he smashes her face and
that's very Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, very Mortal Kombat. He also gave me, whoever sent this, I think his name's let's see, he sent me a little note. Hi Trixie and team, had this extra first print set of Friday the 13th kicking around after learning you're a fan. I thought anyway. Gabriel, thank you, Gabriel.
Thanks, small gesture. Gabriel.
But look at what else.
What, that, what a lovely stack of Blu-rays you got there. Oh, your Sexin mask.
My Sexin mask.
Your Sexin mask. Nice. Nice. Yellow. Is that is regulation?
Maybe it's aged.
Oh, yeah. Cheddar cheese.
Aged. Cheddar it looks cheese. Like a poster from the film. Some toys. And then I make my Trixie doll lovely. Fuck him. A lanyard. Now, when you were in high school, did you have a car?
No.
Okay, well, when I was in high school, I had a car, and it was like, if you had a car, you had kept your keys in a lanyard. Why is that?
Because you wanted to make a huge show of having a car. You would like, you jingle it around all the time.
It's like a lot of this.
Oh, my God.
It's like a
jingle, lot of this. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Absolutely.
Wow, that core memory of like standing outside a high
jingle,
school.
Jingle, jingle, jingle. Notice
look,
me, Mom.
Look at me. I have a 93 yeah. Corsica with a broken window. Rich.
Yep. Yeah. A 98 Acura Integra that is going to kill someone this afternoon.
So I think what I'm going to do is, Dave and I did this a few years ago. We watched all of these in order.
Bring a book.
And even though I love
Jesus
these movies,
Christ,
I
horrible.
Love these movies, they're not great.
No, they're
and
not great.
And when you
great.
Watch that many
anything.
In a row, you're like, when I watch this many in a row, I do go like, why was this series so popular?
Because it just, because it like, it was, he was there. You know what I mean? He showed
He's
up.
There.
He showed up and he showed up again and again.
And it's sort of, I mean, they basically tried to do Halloween, right? They tried to make, when Halloween happened, they tried to be fierce
sporty
and
sporty spice. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll give him a hockey mask, make it a little beefy, you know.
He's not even, some Jason's cans. Not even in this till the second one. In the second one, he doesn't make even out. Have a hockey mask on.
Or a big butt. He plays hockey?
Yeah.
Everybody's got a big butt in hockey.
But you know what is sickening? The final girl from the first one, top of the second movie, she dies. Top of the movie.
Wait, full circle? Wait, no, wait.
She's the final girl in the first one. And then right in the second one, she
oh,
dies
that's
first.
That's great. That's
so
a
the
good
audience
thread
is like,
to connect. Yeah, then you're invested.
You killed the person we thought you wouldn't kill.
Right.
I mean, imagine.
How
I think
dare
they,
they?
Laurie Strode does die in one of the Halloweens, though.
Yeah.
One of the ones they like now don't acknowledge. The story. The story.
Oh, really?
Because
oh,
the 2018 Halloween jumps to.
Isn't it season of like, it's like witchy stuff?
Season well, of season witch? Of the witch, Michael and Laurie aren't even in it. Because I think they were trying to expand the series to be like.
An anthology about Halloween.
Yes.
Yes. But
I think it's about a.
That's a little too broad.
A costume store that is selling masks.
Oh yes, and they're like Satanists or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they're
that's
trying to
fun.
Get the whole town to do like a.
Yeah, like a big old nasty ritual. Put their breasts out.
Big old nasty yeah. ritual.
Get Big Beth from accounting is shake her tits in the moonlight.
Now, if you could make a horror movie,
oh my God,
what kind of more like kind of more, like either producing or writing? Mm. Like somebody gave you
carte blanche,
$1 billion, and you can make whatever kind of. I'm basically I'm asking is
you can make whatever
if you
want.
Could materialize it and have it exist and it's a movie that you worked on
oh,
that you're
I know exactly
love.
What it is. Okay, here we go. It is a dream of mine. So you know how they have like blaxploitation revenge, like you know the Quentin Tarantino's been on a little revenge kick, Inglourious Basterds, revisionist revenge,
Django.
Yes, do the same thing but for Aboriginals of America.
Girl,
Mama, we are long overdue for this piping hot tea. Because Dances with Wolves was not it, and what? Last of the Mohicans was certainly not the last of the Mohicans. Like, we need a full-on, so I have the whole mood board. The, there, it's very, like, exploitation. The Indians are impossibly stunning. Like, ripped, gorgeous, lovely, interesting, fabulous. Every single one of them is beautiful. A lot of intersex, too, trans. And then, the white specter of doom that is coming across the pond from England, brown tooth, pulse, like pustules on the face. Like they look so evil, so villainous, so horrible. And then
they got
a,
the English teeth.
Yeah.
And like little fire tuck haircuts and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it just, they look like whodunit. And they're coming for the, yeah, it's crazy. And I have a lot of scenes I'd like to do. An opening scene that's
so,
very grisly.
Oh, so it's like revisionist where like they don't succeed
oh,
in
Mama,
invading.
They don't at all. They murder every single one of them white bucktooth bitches.
Well, did you see
every
did you
one
see
of them?
Predator?
Yeah, it was nice.
Okay.
But it was a flavor of that.
It was a flavor of that.
But that was like an interloper came. I want the
an
real.
Interloper?
Yeah. You're not welcome here? Yeah. Like I want the whole revenge thing and I want it good.
I like that too.
Yeah. We're long overdue for it. And I want it to be exploitation. Like not accurate. We don't want accuracy. When hot Indians kicking the shit and scalping white people.
Why is it inaccurate
people.
That Indians are hot?
Every single one of them hot?
That's true.
Every single one. Not an ugly one in the bunch.
I gotta say, we got a lot of Native Americans in my family. It ain't one of us on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Okay? The only thing that happens is you get diabetes.
Yeah.
And you got nice thick hair.
They take the leg.
Yeah.
wouldn't that be fierce though? Ian McKellen getting chopped head chopped off?
Yes.
You know?
And maybe it's not for profit. Maybe it all goes to...
Oh, no, it's for profit. Pure profit. Pure green profit.
And the people at the helm,
white
blonde,
Caucasian,
Anglo-Saxon.
And back to England with the money now.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting.
That'd be great.
It's
love revenge.
it's
long overdue.
The ultimate, the ultimate thing that's wrong with America.
One of, well, I mean, there's the slavery
thing
too. They
talk about it in Watchmen.
Yes, they do.
They talk about
like all good topics. It is discussed in Watchmen.
But you know, like until you can acknowledge something, mm-hmm. you're not even beginning to apologize,
heal.
Mm. And the fact that like Native American people, reservations are really like, can you, when every time we think of you, we have to think of what we did. Can you?
Yeah. Oh, there's this lovely dry, barren little stretch of land. Could you go over there forever?
Yeah. And that's the part that's really nefarious is like, you're not here because we're protecting you. At best, we're treating you like
we're sequestering
an endangered species of animal.
Yeah. Well, that's how Primi has rabies. Maybe he's got rabies. Yeah. It's horrible. But white people, what are you going to expect?
But fun fact about the bird industry. It's hard because so many birds are in rescues.
Okay.
However, bird breeding and bird stores, bird industry of selling birds is for some species the only thing keeping them from being extinct. So it's like if we were like, no more bird breeders, adopt only, several species could just go away because if they're not bred in captivity, they're not like populous enough in the wild to survive.
Right. So what do you think?
I don't like that we let animal species become so depleted and traumatized that they disappear forever. Nothing should be pushed to the point of I mean, dinosaurs, but like,
well, that was like a comet or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But like humans killing like the passenger pigeon or like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't need to
disrupt the ecosystem.
Well, we always talk about like rich people poaching.
Yeah.
That's not as big of a threat as like deforestation or like
salmon fishing in the Yemen.
They're saying like how many species of animal I was reading about, how many of them have come and gone before we even like started paying attention to which ones are disappearing.
Yeah.
Gone, 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 gone.
But you know what though? Nature will have the last laugh. You better believe it.
I'll tell you where they're going to have the last laugh.
On the equator.
Yes. On the sands of the Pacific Ocean. Mm-hmm. LA is going to be gone.
Oh, gone.
Yep. I'm in the fourth floor. Mm-hmm. It's going to become a...
Oh, this will be the lobby of the new Atlantis. You know what I mean?
I'm on the floor. Yeah. The water will rise to my patio. Mm-hmm. And I'll step out of this patio and I'll get in my birch bark canoe and I'll canoe down to the pick and save. And I'll have a big bug net that I fish a loaf of bread that's 6 months old out of a puddle.
Nice.
I love food.
I think you would be in that canoe. You would tip over. You would drown to death.
I'm not great at canoeing.
Yeah.
You know, I used to go whitewater rafting because a lot of whitewater rafting up north. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I tried kayaking once and I was like, oh, this is how you die. So this kayak flips over in the rapids.
You're done.
You got to use the paddle to flip.
It's a wrap. How about the thing where you stand on it and you go like a gondola on your feet and your 2 feet?
That seems
crazy.
Rich white people, right?
I did it on my knees because I was too afraid to get up on my feet.
I'm going to take a break.
Oh, let's take a break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Do you like my shirt, by the way?
Is that J.C. Catlin?
Jim Curry, the mask.
What is that? It reminds me of J.C. Catlin. I love that. That's great.
I think this is either a fashion brand company or
reminds me of Julia Roberts, the singer. No, it's not Julia Roberts. Madonna, the singer.
Yeah,
that's great.
I think it's
Jem Curry, the mask.
Yeah. I think it's fashion brand company or it's Chris Simpson.
Okay,
do you know him?
Very funny illustrator.
Chris Simpson knows
so funny.
Knows exactly how to reach in my body and touch my little funny bone and go like this. Yeah. That bitch cracks me up.
Yeah, especially during the holidays. Lovely yeah. Christmas posts on that page on the internet.
Can we talk about moving for a second?
Moving, sure.
You just moved.
Rock and roll movers, four times the charm.
Okay. You moved four times.
Moved me. I didn't move.
Now, how much pre-moving did you do? Were you there? Did they box everything up?
So the last time they did, they walked into my gross, lazy ass apartment. They boxed everything up. They packed it and they shipped it and then whatever.
And then you had to deal with unboxing like random items.
No. I didn't unbox it. I smoked and I hovered like cigarettes and I was like, you know, like a creep, like a crazy person. And I paid a lot of money to do that.
And but how did they know where things were going?
I'd tell them. I would be supervising, not helping though.
Okay, I need to do that.
Yeah.
At the new house.
Well, if you pay for it, it's a service that they offer and it's really wonderful.
So it's like another level of moving where like we're there during the pack up,
yeah.
We're there doing the unpack. Yes. So then when they leave, the boxes are gone and your house is unpacked.
They fuck you. Oh, but
do you know how
this is not a pie in the sky thing.
And they show up and I'm in like, I don't know, like a blouse that's kind of open and like a Rosie the Riveter bandana over the head. Like I've been working at home.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, oh, I can't lift the. And then
Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah. Like a bandana on the head. Like I've been working.
Like Lucy. I know Lucy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then they're like, and I'm like, God, you guys work out. I'm like, oh my God, can I just, and they're like touching the arm and I'm like, wow.
I guess I should suck your cock, right?
Yeah, I guess. I left my wallet on my other purse, but I have this pussy in the middle of my face called a mouth.
You probably should fuck it or else we'll all go to jail.
Yeah.
No, listen, rock and roll movers, very
expensive. You can't have sex with people who work for you, though. That's a fantasy and that's not real.
I agree.
Next power thing dynamics. You know, it's a power dynamic issue. It's a balance of power. Mm-hmm. It's a try guy situation.
Yeah. Why don't you try not having sex at work, guy? Hello. We're not talking about that.
I'm sick of acting like he's Osama bin Laden.
Mama, that was more than the war in Iraq. Like, the war in Iraq wishes they got as much screen time as that fucking try guy with the philanderer.
If having sex with somebody besides my husband is a crime,
then you are Osama bin
Shackle
Laden.
Shackle me up, bitch. Because everybody's run train on this pussy.
You know what it gives Tati Westbrook. This is a situation I never thought I would be embroiled
in. It's crazy. Like, but let's just say that if I ever want to have sex with someone, they better have never worked with me and never have worked for me and never will.
Yeah.
They're already going to be dissatisfied.
And dismembered by the end of it.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny,
you have a slutty tour?
I had several enriching, wonderful sexual encounters that I will remember for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Fond memories, beautiful men, great big weenies, good times.
Yeah,
great,
no, I
great
did.
Great oldies. Great old, yeah, all the oldies, all the hits. All the, it was good. I'm not going to tell. I've been recently chastised for kissing and telling, thank you very much, on this podcast.
You know what? I'll just say this. If you have the nerve to pretend you don't know who I am the whole time we're fucking, I have a right to go talk about your dick on my podcast.
Yeah.
Let's have that conversation.
I didn't name drop. I described an encounter with someone whose name I omitted. There was no way you could possibly know it was that person. And they were just like, what are you going to do? Talk about me on your podcast again?
Yes, I will.
Yeah. So.
Whatever. I'm not saying your name. I'm not saying your social security number.
No.
But I am saying allowed to.
Is
the grocery store going to get mad at me if I complain about the carts not being returned?
Wait, what?
Like if I come on the podcast and complain about something or talk about something,
yeah.
Am I supposed to talk about no people, places, or things while I'm here?
Right. I see what you mean. Yeah. And we're keeping it anonymous, very much so. Not even tea. Also, it's not a person.
Also, how come when Carrie Brownstein, what's her name?
Carrie Brownstein?
Carrie Bradshaw. Yeah. How come when she does it, it's like,
she gets $100,000 a year. Yeah.
I talked about his curved penis and I couldn't help but think, could I be with a guy with a curved penis? Yeah. I better talk, like, how come then it's fun and trendy? Yeah. But when I talk about your dad opening me up like an envelope,
yeah,
it's over a line.
Yeah, stuffing your mouth full of clam chowder. Yeah.
the double standards. You know what? If you're having sex with me, you have bigger issues. You should be ashamed on a different level.
Self-esteem issues.
Self-esteem.
Generational trauma.
Who should I sleep with to make myself feel better? What about the bald cross-dresser?
Yeah. The one with the beady eyes.
Girl, I'm... oh, God.
I mean, anyway. I don't know. But so anyways, I had, to answer your question, yes. Mm. And to move
at this point, I've seen more soft dicks than an Undertaker.
You know
what I do to tuck now? I tie a string around my head of my dick, and the other end of the string is on a golf ball, and I shove that golf ball up my ass. And that's how it keeps it tight. You ever shove a golf ball up your ass?
Yeah. You ever super glue your dick head to your anus? Damn.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
I would. I would.
Who's your favorite golfer?
Just off the top of my head?
Jack Nicholson.
Not Donald Trump. That's the only person I've ever seen in a golf outfit.
Barack Martina Obama.
Martina Navratilova golfs, I think.
Yeah. Big old Les loves the golfing.
I got to imagine that at the women's golf championships, it's probably a good camaraderie.
Eating out one of the girls. Yeah.
Good camaraderie. And then good sportsmanship.
Sawdust in the air.
And less than 10.
It sounds like a buzzsaw, but it's really just cunnilingus.
Yeah. I'm doing Stagecoach the same night as Melissa Etheridge, and if I don't get to meet
her. Stagecoach?
It's a kind of like Coachella for folk music.
Oh, for CPAC people.
Yeah, it's in Palm Springs, okay. Stagecoach. I'm doing it the same night as Melissa Etheridge, and if I don't get to meet her, You're going to kill
yourself in front of her.
I'm going to KMS.
Give her generational trauma.
The good way or the hard way?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know about what happened to Bjork?
The bomb thing? Yes, I do.
Do you know about the man who sent a video
killed
of himself killing himself?
Video. Yeah.
I didn't know about that until I read about it. And when I found out about it, I was disturbed by it.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
I know. Now, when did she hit that reporter?
Love that video.
I know. But my favorite one is...
if we get famous enough that people are taping us at LAX...
Oh, we'd never, by the way. Never going to happen. The 90s are over. You know what I mean? There's no more paparazzi. Where do we, Brangelina?
Yes. TMZ and stuff is constantly at the airport.
Are they, we're chasing after Charli D'Amelio?
Let's say you're Kylie Jenner and you have like a drama. They're going to be at the airport.
But they're at the airport because you hired them to produce the drama.
What about this? Okay. What about this? I get really ahead of myself. So
like, you have an idea, but you want.
Well, I have this idea that you and I trick people into thinking we're together. And we do it by going to somewhere like Rocco's
Deep
West Hollywood.
Deep
we're sitting
fake.
Across from each other. We're holding hands. Mm-hmm. And we tip off paparazzi ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then they're photographing us like together.
I think we have to. I will.
But then we break up and we do like a breakup tour. And people like, I'm just saying we can monetize our friendship by fucking.
I know. But I think that we go a step further and we do a deep fake where more is revealed when the clothes come off. Are their genders the same ones that they were assigned at birth? I don't know. Stay tuned to find out. 1995.
These were two women impersonating women the whole time. It was a Connie and Carla situation.
But wait, there's more. Do you have $20? Go to this website and then you can see full, well-lit photos of their genitals gaping wide open.
Click here to see my pussy.
Exactly.
Did you want me to top you? I don't know.
But like, it would be Mickey Rourke in Dog the Bunny Hounder. The bunny hunter.
Are people still having anal? I think everybody I know now is either
what?
Everybody I know now is either S&M fist up the butt or they're a side.
Not gold.
The new verse. Side is the new like I don't have.
Well, I'm just catching up to regular like the
top,
regular anal.
Top verse. Wait. Top verse. Top.
Top
verse. Verse bottom.
Side.
Bottom. Side.
Could
is like
saying verse whatever. Like verse bottom. Verse top. You're just a top or a bottom. That's not true. I take it back. Never mind.
You should have like a Venn diagram of like the sex acts you want to, like there should be like a, what's that personality test? ENTMJ4?
Yeah, Myers-Briggs, I think.
Yeah, they should have that for sex. And so you can present like
your
infographic.
Yeah. I like boobs, butts.
But like if you want to drink piss, I'm willing to do that about 1% of the time.
Yeah.
Or never.
People really do. I feel like they are very clued in and very, informational about what exactly they're into, when they're into it, and how much they're into it online.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
There's no.
I love getting the mail. I love being naked. I love jerking off. I love, you know, fucking oldies, whatever. They just list it all in the order of importance. And it's really great. Very convenient.
I will say this with David, I didn't know much. It was a little wholesome because it was Tinder. And I think Tinder is less slutty.
But is that by choice or by?
Well, I was actively seeking a boyfriend to date, so okay. I think it was more.
You had to go to Tinder because you couldn't date one of them sluts who always has their clothes off on Grindr.
Right. Well, he had a picture of himself with a dog, and I thought, oh, well, dogs don't hate him, so he's not possessed by the devil.
Okay.
Then I saw him in like one of his pictures was him in like Italy, gondola? In like a boat.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, he's so worldly. But he's going to take me to Italy. Sign,
the Jewish star. And then you're like, cha-ching.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Let's be honest. I zoomed in on the picture and I saw the little. Yeah,
the Jew. Yeah, yeah, totally.
I don't obviously read Hebrew, but there was this girl I follow on YouTube and she had a little Hebrew sign on her necklace. Mm-hmm. And a big part of the video, I thought, why is she wearing a pie symbol? I really thought it was a pie symbol. And I went, not a pie symbol.
Well, it could have been.
But it looked like a pie symbol on the necklace. Yeah, yeah. It was like this big.
Well, Jews love pie.
Who doesn't?
In math, too.
3.14159.
Say it again for the folks in the back.
Now, when you were in school, did you do well with like geometry when it comes to like circles and radiuses? And
no, I was all squares. Squares. No, I was bad at math. I got B's in math, A's and everything else.
Did you like physics?
Never took it. Nor did I take chemistry. Big regrets of my life, the two biggest regrets of my life, not taking physics or chemistry in high school.
Physics was cool because it was talking about like math everything. In relation to the real world.
Yeah. The apple off the tree.
That's fun.
The bra comes off and the boobs come out.
Right.
That's physics.
And what did you say? Calculus, did you say?
No, I said...
You regret not taking
physics. And chemistry. Two huge regrets of my life. I wake up every day like...
Are you serious?
No.
Oh.
But like, wouldn't that be funny? Like... You know,
chemistry was the hardest school. I've ever felt.
Yeah, it's like math and science.
I was a kid who got good grades, and chemistry stripped me of all my sense of self.
She knocked you down.
Why? I had to fight to get a C. Like,
why?
It was so hard. If anybody studied chemistry, and you want to talk about a class where everything builds on itself?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't learn that periodic table, like they tell you in the first 2 weeks,
screwed.
It's over, bitch.
It's like trying to like have a conversation about the ABCs. It's tough.
It got so hard so fast.
Couldn't keep up.
I was going into the teachers like outside of class and like crying. I was like, I don't get in.
Were they laughing in your face telling you'll never catch up?
No, but everybody has different styles of teaching.
Sounds like you have a big regret in your life too.
I wish I had got it more.
There's time.
And same with beauty school. I don't like that there's an academic thing I didn't finish.
Well, we got about 25 minutes left. Let's go. Yeah, go now. They're probably still open.
Think somebody of my profile can just go down to Paul Mitchell and put a curler in someone's hair? No.
Yes, you go right down to Vidal Sassoon. They give you an honorary doctorate or whatever. You get the fuck out of there. It won't take 15 minutes.
Bang trims. I want to open a store where we just do bang trims. Mm-hmm. It's a salon. They're 10-minute appointments.
Mm-hmm.
Bang trims.
$50 to $100, depending on if it's like blonde or brunette. It changes every day. And there's no money back and no talking.
Great. I'm actually really fine with that.
Yeah.
Okay, you have off this year for Halloween.
Yes.
Are you going to dress up?
I'm going to dress up either as like a kitty or a horsey or a vampy, maybe a vampire.
That's fun.
$10 Dracula. Love it.
One of those rotted plastic capes. 69 cent
plastic fangs that make your gums bleed.
Plastic
and cape. Then the plastic cape that's 10 inches long. And then red jelly blood, white, very like
streaky.
What does it look like? Toothpaste? Is that maybe totally. Toothpaste? And then it dries up. And then some coal around the eyes. It's so good. So sexy.
Paint your nails.
No, that's too much work.
Too gay.
That's too committed. $10 Dracula.
What do you
very
think about like a Bela Lugosi? Like what is it?
Yeah. Bela Lugosi?
Well, there's Bella Hadid.
Yes. Bella
Lugosi. And then Bella Lugosi.
And then basically the same person. You know, she was a dog before she became a model.
Bella Hadid?
Dog.
Are you serious?
Woof, woof.
Are you serious?
Woof, woof. Yes. Before and after Bella Hadid, look it up when we're done. You well, will that's
like
gag.
That's like the Kylie billboards. Yeah. I'm like revisionist history at its best.
No, I think it's moving forward confidently into the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She looked like a dog woman. And she's like, is a stunner now.
Yeah, and we also like, I don't know, do we need, I'm okay with like Reba sold lipstick for a while. And I actually was fine
lips?
With, but that's what I'm fine
oh,
with.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Not word everybody word who sells mouth. Lipstick should yeah. have to like get that's through true. the pay gate of totally. Having big inflated lips.
Right, of course not.
Because I also like as a makeup consumer, I want to know what a normal person thought of that product.
Right, Yeah.
Not like.
Not, yeah.
Because some people have great lips for lipstick and it just.
Well, anything will look good on their lips. You don't want to sell, you don't want lipstick from that person. You want Reba be like, oh, wow, she had one orange lip, but it looked really great. I want that one. You know, that's a good point, actually.
Maybe she has lips on, but she has a really strong underbite. I'm really into underbites right now.
Mm.
You there was a
Billy,
guy.
You
there
must
was a
love
guy
Billy in Halloween. Eichner then.
Well, Billy Eichner underbite. Mm. There was a guy in Halloween Ends that had an underbite, and now what on camera underbite? I look. I think it's a very attractive look. It's
what is it?
Like,
show it. Oh, it's like Sling Blade. That kind of thing.
I don't know. I think like Jimmy Kimmel has a slight one.
Hmm. Is it a kind of like a charming doofus kind of vibe?
No, it's like most people's their teeth go over their bottom teeth. But I think people underbite, it kind of sits equal or forward. Like the kid in your school who used to say hamburger.
Hamburger. Oh my God. That's, like that that's kid, adorable.
Very cute.
Yeah.
But I think it also normally goes with the underbite.
Mm.
I'm all for people having healthy teeth, but I don't consider an underbite something people have to correct. I think it's a kind of a good look.
I mean, Patty Arquette has the best grill in Hollywood, in my opinion. And she doesn't have like fake teeth. They're like so
she's
wonderfully
so beautiful.
Yeah, she's good. And she has a unique set of chompers that are very dazzling from far away.
I like when people have funky teeth.
I do too.
Heidi?
I cried when you got veneers for 3 weeks straight.
I
cried
did.
Every night and in the morning.
Well, next year, I'm gonna get the bottoms next year.
Oh my God, I'm going to kill myself. And, I'm going to kill myself.
Well, I'm also getting a lower third.
You're gonna get the jaw replaced.
I'm gonna get the yellow. Oh, I'm gonna get a full body lipo and a body lift.
If I hear you're in Turkey, I'm gonna kill
Istanbul. I will be there on the chopping block table.
I stand with bullshit that she got her teeth fixed.
Girl, they're gonna be cutting into me like Brie.
You're gonna come back looking like Amanda Lepore.
Entirely with Hello. Blonde eyebrows. Like,
hi, I'm Tritzy.
In my face, I'm gonna look like Fame all the time. I'm like.
Just emerging from a pool, a beautiful blue crystal pool.
Fame is, she's aging in reverse.
I know, and that's such a cliche, but she's really doing it.
I'm out here looking like one of the California Raisins, mm-hmm. and she is doing young, tight, puffy, wet.
I know. tight pussy, young girl.
Puffy, wet skin.
She does all. She can do all those trends that are like reserved for like 22-year-old TikTokers, and she's in her late 30s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sobriety. That's also part of it. She gets over really young.
She sleeps. She drinks water. And she also does a lot of the treatments. You know?
I don't think she exercises much.
No. Who has the time when you're in those fashion magazines modeling?
I hope she's in like one of those old-fashioned sweat things that goes up to the neck.
Yeah.
Where you like sit in it.
Well, she has chickens. That's like, that could tire you out.
That's the fountain of youth.
You know? Well, chickens are, yeah. Animals.
Well, Halloween.
That was the Halloween episode?
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about it.
Well, so, I tried to steer it. I was like, what are you being for Halloween? And then
Oh, so you're going to be, oh man. Well,
I got
too
three
late
costumes
now.
Ready.
Okay, what do you got?
I got a mummy, like a mummy cat suit with big pink Bride of Frankenstein hair.
Okay, but that sounds like a full look.
It's like a Halloween look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I might do green skin. I thought pink hair, green skin, like a Monster High doll could be cool.
Yeah.
I have I love Reno 911.
I know you do.
And I have a Clementine outfit.
Okay.
You know, Wendy McLennan Covey.
Yes.
Blonde hair, titties.
Leticia.
I am afraid of people getting mad that I'm dressed as a police officer, even though I'm dressed as Reno
911. All the time, don't do it, Jackie.
Do you think?
Don't do it. Yeah, I know. It's not even fun. Like, it's fun to laugh at them, but you don't want to.
Yeah, so I'm having that made, but I don't think I'm going to actually be able to wear it.
Mm. So. Maybe if you, Terrifier 2. Go as the
Terrifier
clown.
2.
Yeah.
And then I'm probably, for one of my DJ gigs, I'm going to do an actual black tights, black shoes, black dress, cat ears.
Oh, I love that. The classiques never die.
Yeah, and I like to look like Trixie Trixie stopped by Spirit Halloween on the way to the gig.
I love that. Yeah, it's great. Dumb bitch Trixie goes to Halloween party.
People dress as me for Halloween, not the other way around.
Thank you.
Oh. The best is how when people dress up as me, it's usually a read. When people dress up as you, it's usually a girl, and she looks great.
I know. She's like getting a little wacky, and
but she
like
looks gorgeous.
And she's wearing a cheerleader outfit or like a little peasant dress, and she's got
she'll have one of your dresses on. She'll be like, I got it on your Depop. I had it taken in.
Yeah, I cut it in half and then took it in. It's like, whoa. It's amazing. But yeah. Be safe out there, especially if you're dressing as me and Trixie, and watch out for razor blades in your chocolate.
You gotta tell you. Mm-hmm. Gotta tell you. You have off this year for Halloween?
You said that three times already. You're trying to shame me though?
No, you gotta find a way to hand out candy.
It's so fun. I found it. It's in my house. It's not. It's not hard.
Wait a minute. They come to your house?
Yeah.
In the hills.
Do you know what trick or treating is? You walk around. But not every
neighborhood. Not every neighborhood.
Well, I have a big sign that says, "Come to this house for candy, or I'll kill myself." No, I think they're gonna come to my house. Why wouldn't they?
I would make sure it's gonna happen because it's really enjoyable. I want you to do it.
I am gonna do it, but why? Now I'm. I guess maybe because there's no sidewalks.
Well, they don't do every neighborhood. They'll be designated. Like, I bet south of Melrose over here, where it's all houses, they'll be.
Everything's fun and games south of Melrose.
So if you can't if they're not coming to your house, make sure you find someone's house to go to.
B&E?
You got to get a bucket this big of those
B&E.
Reese's pumpkins.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is your favorite top three favorites?
Mama.
It's Snickers for me. Snickers, a full candy bar Rolo, and then a pack of Nerds.
Okay.
A Snickers, a Rolo, and a Nerds.
Reese's pumpkins, which are second best to Reese's Christmas trees, which are turnt.
Yeah.
Although Reese's Easter eggs are also turnt.
Yeah.
So Reese's pumpkins, and now they make white ghosts. It's Reese's peanut butter with white chocolate, and it looks like a ghost.
It's fun.
I like those. I'm also, this is a little bit of a throwback, but I love those Tootsie Rolls that are fruit flavored.
Oh, so not the
Tootsie Roll kind of makes them, but they're like fruity.
Okay.
Love those. Nerd,
yeah.
And
we throw a blow pop in the trash or you eat it?
I'll eat it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat it. Okay. This is kind of corny, but I also love like a pencil. Like a wooden pencil with like pumpkins on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fun.
Wait, do you love videos of like the person pretending to be a scarecrow and then the kid comes to take the candy in there?
Yeah, we had the talking pumpkin in our neighborhood.
Scaring kids.
Mm-hmm.
Primo.
I'm
so ready to move in with David.
You can scare the shit out of him. Scare the shit out of him.
Hide in the home.
Hide in the home for days.
Hide in the home.
you should go on a trip and like just bring, you know, like be in the cupboard.
He doesn't listen to the podcast, so I never have to worry about him finding things out.
Mm-hmm.
I really want, while I'm out of town one weekend, to hire people to do masks out the windows.
No, that's not good. That's not good.
But they're not going to hurt him.
Yeah.
So, but imagine I give him the gate code.
That's like the purge, Mary.
I give him the gate code. And imagine he's watching TV and he sees someone just out the window in a mask.
No, we're naked though. It's got to be all hereditary.
And then he gets scared, and while he's scared, there's someone in the house.
There's someone in the house with a knife, and they kill him.
They don't kill him. Well, maybe that's they so stab scary. Him, but they stab him like somewhere where like it's not
where like he should be focusing on at the gym.
But this is sort of the gift here is that he gets to be the final girl.
Oh,
because he survives this. Well,
happy Halloween and goodbye.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, love it.